Vanguard page 8 is where you would pick our first story from. Asked to strike, Monarch, others stranded as protesting students block Lagos Ibadan Expressway.
Yeah, you know, as a former looter, I found this quite... But it's not unexpected that the students would react in this manner, to be honest with you. In fact, I need to give them a lot of kudos for showing restraint. It's not, I remember, you know, sitting down here, like the incident of Ali Must Go way back then. You know, we've been through a lot, you know, the students protesting and so on and so forth. So I really do give them credit. I heard the commander of the road safety corps this morning on Sharif's program, and he said everything was under control. There was also reports this morning on Nigeria Info that the news read during Sharif's program that the students at some point allowed some vehicles go, and so it was a manageable incident. Let me put it that way. It hasn't yet blown up to a crisis. But the ripple effect is still there. I hear there's so much pandemonium in that area now as we speak. Pandemonium in traffic terms, not necessarily that anybody is fighting or whatever, but the whole traffic has gone bedlam. Some who slept overnight and who couldn't get home. So many challenges. The truth is, so what effect would this have? And I would say very little. We have a very cold set of rulers, to use that word, you know, in our country. It won't mean anything to that gentleman. I don't think so. Worse things have happened, and you know, it doesn't shake him. So the question is, what do the students do next to press home their grievances, which is legitimate? You can't keep students out for 7 months and you expect no reaction at all. But I honestly don't know what to do. I can't advise them on air on what next to do. When it comes to these things, some of us know some other things that can be done, you know, without being violent. That can be done. Of course, I can't even say that, and so on and so forth. But I just hope that peace is maintained in this country, for at least for us to have, at the very least, an opportunity for transition in 2023. No government at all worth its salt would have allowed this crisis get up to this point. I don't care whatever excuses they give. It just shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen. Okay, but like I said, very little is going to come out of it. Somebody made one suggestion that I found quite profound, and he said, if you keep going to the express road, it's not going to mean anything to them. If you close down the airports, that should tell them something. But I advise the students to be very careful, because that's a high security area, you know, and we don't want, the last thing we want is any life lost at this point due to this crisis. What I don't know, I want to find out to see if they intend to continue today. Sharif, do you have any information on that?
Yeah, so they're going to Ibadan today. They said they will occupy the Ojo roundabout in Ibadan.
Yes.
Ojo roundabout is some kind of an interchange that leads out of Ibadan
to Ilorin,
to Oyo, to the northern parts of the country. Yeah. So you see food stuff coming in from the north.
They come through there.
Through there, you know, before it gets to Lagos, to Ogun State, and the rest of it.
What I'm even there's the saying that the story here says that the students vowed to mobilize towards shutting down the presidential villa if their demands are not met. And this is the statement that it says here, there's no point arguing about who is at fault or what is to be done. It is very clear that the ruler on the funds education and the Buhari government is failing in his promise to revamp education. As it is today, no higher institution in Nigeria is world class. Yet our so-called public servants travel all over the world spending billions of dollars to send their kids abroad for studies. What I hope will not happen, which might likely happen if the government decides to have this cold attitude to the students' demand, is I hope they won't let the students go into the trenches. If that happens, to get a feel of what that statement is, sit back and reflect on that sentence. You won't let the Sudanese go into the trenches. If that happens, then we'll have a disaster on our hands. Again, we appeal to the government, to the federal government, negotiate with these people. You see, it's become a bit political, even though the ASUU people are not admitting it. And the undercurrent of this is very clear. You can't be enjoying yourselves on one hand, enjoying all the things of life on one hand, and you don't want to pay those who are producing these students. It's not just ASUU. I'm surprised the Nigerian Union of Teachers are not party to this. In all honesty, if you want a country to develop, you have to pay a premium for education, not just justice and political appointments. What work does a senator do that justifies what he gets as opposed to what a professor does? Excuse me, what kind of value system do we have? And so I would like to appeal, make this appeal one more time. We keep appealing and appealing and appealing. Do not drive these students into the trenches, because there are people waiting for them there. That's my advice this morning.
We're going to stick with the Vanguard newspaper. Kaduna train attack, Mamu aided local international terror groups, is according to the DSS.
This Mamu story is quite laughable if you sit down and think deeply. If a man is a negotiator in a situation like this, it's almost definite that he will be having something to do with both sides. And it is almost sure that at the end of the day, this is the way it might turn out. The truth behind all these things is not... By the way, this morning, I heard people, you know, criticizing the DSS and so on and so forth. I beg to disagree. The DSS that I know and I've interacted with is full of a lot of patriotic men, well-trained. But political considerations, like is destroying the universities and everything, is also affecting the security forces. Truth has to be told. So I just want us to be clear in that perspective. We have you need to get close to these guys to know you know what their potential is. But political considerations, and you know, like they say, they call it something like obey the last order. I'm looking forward to the day when the DSS itself will be professionalized all the way down to the top, when it won't be a political appointment for you to head, and they will be subject, their jobs will be enhanced. I'm looking forward to that day, and their jobs will be enhanced and protected. You see, this government we have, to the best of my knowledge, the way I look at it, is very porous. And there are various principal actors there. And that is because, unfortunately, the leader that we have here is not a hands-on person. The truth has to be told about that. It's not a minus, it's not his style. But Nigeria needs a president who is hands-on, meaning that he has to have his fingers in every pie. He has to have his eyes on every crumb of bread on the table. And we don't have that. And so you have political infiltrations and so on and so forth. But that's not the issue here. The issue here is that this man has been picked up. The DSS has applied for more days to keep him. I think it was granted 60 days more. I think we should be patient. Let's see what they are coming up with before we start getting too critical. But I hope people also remember that at the end of the day, these forces, DSS, army, whatever, they are the ones who put us in the position where we can even wake up in the morning and say we want to criticize them. I hope we should always realize that. And hey, it would be nice if you knew that what their pay structure is like. Then you know you know what I'm talking about. So please, let's all just wait calmly and let's see what comes out of the investigation and what they present to the public.
Indeed. Let's go to page 18 of the Vanguard newspaper. Questioning of Tukur Mamu, it's a similar story here.
Yes, we brought it up. It's an editorial by the Vanguard. You know, and the Vanguard says that they're pleasantly surprised that the military and security agencies have woken up and are moving in the right direction towards reining in the forces behind insecurity. And the Vanguard talks about the continued onslaughts against Boko Haram terrorists, ISWAP, and Saru, and so on and so forth. The Vanguard explains that though they disagree with Alhaji Lai Mohammed, who recently claimed the worst is over, they are solidly behind our armed and security forces in their new resolve to restore order. And I think so am I. We don't have any other option anyway. But the Vanguard says that they're still waiting for a full deployment against hardened terrorists. That without this, doubts will still linger as to the government's sincerity in solving our security challenges holistically. Embedded in this is this political interference that I keep talking about, embedded in this statement. Okay? But they say that the latest commendable act, this time by the DSS, is the arrest of Mamu. Okay? And the Vanguard argues, it says that Gumi, Mamu, and other northern governors have been playing unclear roles in the upsurge of terrorism in the northeast, and that at the height of the bandit terrorism, when states like Kaduna, Katsina, Zamfara, Sokoto, Kebbi, and Niger became helpless at their onslaughts, Gumi surprisingly went into their dens in the wilderness and became their mouthpiece and proponent. So then again, it comes in the ethnic factor, that dreaded ethnic factor. Vanguard in the paragraph says, a governor was once quoted as saying that while groups like IPOB and the Yoruba Nation want to break up Nigeria, the bandits terrorists whose specialty was kidnapping for ransom were merely transactional businessmen. So the Vanguard welcomes Mamu's arrest, and they say that they hope it will not be a one-off event, but a sustained effort to root out terrorists, sponsors, collaborators, sympathizers, and so on and so forth. So that is the episode, according to Vanguard, this morning on Mamu.
Now let's drop the Vanguard. Let's go to the Punch. We have three more stories this morning from the Punch. Let's start with this one here that says, relocates to avert disaster, Lagos tells flood-prone communities.
Well, we are going to shout to the high heavens on behalf of the government. In case you don't know, you better know now. This story here says that the Lagos State government has warned owners of all structures on drainage alignments and setbacks to relocate to higher ground. Okay? I've been a victim of that once when I was living somewhere in the Sherry in the Channels area, and we had to go home by Keno. It wasn't nice at all. One man woke up. He woke up one morning. I think it was in Sherry North. He was in the story building. He couldn't go downstairs.
Oh wow!
Yes, he couldn't go downstairs. The place was filled up. The dam had, you know, there's a politics and all that. So we'll leave that one. But he couldn't come downstairs. It was trapped upstairs, yes. So the Lagos State Commissioner, Tuji Bello, gave this warning yesterday in a statement, adding that some buildings have been marked. Okay? If your building has been marked, relocate. You know, don't play any Russian roulette here. And since some buildings have been marked in, guess where?
Where?
In Mende.
Oh, wow.
Maryland.
In Maryland here.
Benny. Mende. Maryland, Aboru. Is it Aboru or Aboru?
Aboru, yeah.
And then Alimosho for contraventions of drainage alignments and may soon be demolished. You know what you have in some areas that are, that are not fully well planned out and developed is some people build houses that blocks the drainage. That's another problem with our VIPs. You know, this is the indiscipline.
Right.
You just build your house right where, where drainage
and
goes
through.
And you just don't care. And it says that the buildings in Mende were marked as the area is a low-flying floodplain and drainage route for all water coming from Agidingbi, Oregun, Okwebi, Allen, GRA, Maryland, up to Ogudu-Foshor. All right? So now is the time for residents of all such areas in the state to hearken to the voice of reason by relocating to higher ground. Now, the question is, where is higher ground? I think you need to bring this commissioner here. It sounds funny, but I honestly don't know where higher ground is in Lagos. I don't know. I'm not a town planning or geography student.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice.
That's understandable, actually.
It's understandable, yes. So it'd be nice to know where they can relocate to. But you've been told to relocate to higher ground to safeguard lives and properties. Because these drainages can contain water runoff when the rain stops, just as it is happening already. Bello also stated that the recent flash floods were caused by prolonged rainfall. Okay, so if you live in these areas, I'm sure they know themselves. Mm. It happens regularly.
Yeah.
It's time for you to relocate. Some people always argue that the government should do something. I think you better just do something now. If I were you, if you wait, if you've been digging your own borehole, providing your own electricity, and so on and so forth, I don't think you should wait to be given some peanut money, you know, if your house gets destroyed. Just leave first and safeguard your life. Is this one that we are in now, is it higher ground? Victoria Island.
Not all parts of Victoria Island.
Which part is higher ground?
There are some areas that they know that it's going to flood. You want to accept it or not, you know. So if you know that your area is always flooded, you know that, yeah, you're not...
If you don't know, an income meet you, uncle.
Well, it's possible that, you know, floods can go even to some extent.
Water can go anywhere.
Encroach into the so-called higher ground.
Yes.
But it's not that, it's just that it's not going to be as devastating as it will be.
As it will be.
You know, for the lower plains.
Okay, the story that goes along with that again, and we want to help to announce, is that LASMA has issued a 7-day notice of evacuation to owners of illegal structures, shanties. Why is LASMA issuing a notice on structures, shanties, kiosks,
and owners of? Is it LASMA?
That's what it says. That the Lagos only LASMA. This is Punch, page 5. Wednesday, September 14th.
Erroni.
The Lagos State LASMA has issued a 7-day notice of evacuation to owners of illegal structures, shanties, kiosks, owners of illegal parked trucks, and so on and so forth. I think this exercise, I'd like to advise the government, should be all-encompassing. It's not just LASMA. In fact, some director in the governor's office should be put ahead of a task force to clear all the underbridges, because it's not just vehicles. Containers, look at Ijora. For example, you have containers. Some people have even built if you're going from Ijora Lokpa and you're sending the bridge again to go back to Egobri, some people have built room and parlor. You can see them. Okay, Philip, what's that area called? They have room and parlor. They have TV under the bridges. I think it's a given that you don't want any place where anything sinister can hide. And the level of our indiscipline is, we have room and parlor there. They have a compound where they dry their clothes. They have where they play football. All under the bridges, Ijora, all over that place. I hope that the government will do that. In a week's time, we'll see what has happened. We'll send people out to go and find out how far people have complied with this.
Let's start with a punch. This story here reads, lady offers Ekweremadu's daughter kidney. Family kicks.
Oh, no. You know, to be honest, yesterday I really didn't want to take this story because I knew something like this would happen. And I hope that we won't trivialize the issue of this lady. In the first place, I was a bit worried, and the sheriff expressed that to me off air, that he really doesn't know why this was made public. Because if anything, again, it would alert, don't forget, the parents of this lady are still standing trial. And there's a possibility that anybody who applies to go and do just that again, you know, will be treated with some kind of suspicion. But this thing yesterday, this story now says that a 24-year-old female skit maker, Anastasia Alama, has said her family is against her decision to donate one of her kidneys. If you want to donate your kidney to this woman, in all sincerity, and you're not just looking for cheap publicity, you clear all areas before you come to announce. You don't even need to announce to anybody that you want to donate. Why do we do this? Why is everything fun, publicity, attention? I don't understand it. A sincere person who wants to do this knows how to contact this family without going through all these shenanigans. And now the lady now says, okay, so she's made her day. Everybody knows her now. She's a skit maker. She's an Anastasia Olama, and said her family is against her decision to. Who cares what your family thinks? We are talking of somebody whose life is in danger here. And then she says that she made an offer, announced that she needed, she made an offer after she heard that this announcement was made. I'd like to plead with us. Let us be human in the things that we do. It's not everything that should be for pranks, for publicity, for this and for that. Nobody can convince me. Nobody can convince me about the genuineness of this offer. You could have done it quietly. You could have done. You don't need to announce to anybody. You don't need it. This is the typical Nigerian attitude. I want to give back to society. Then you call 50 photographers, everybody in the social media to come and take photographs and what you giving 2 bags of noodles to motherless babies home. It's a culture we need to change. And I'd like you to lend your voice to it. Don't just nod your head. I'd like to hear your voice on this matter. Somebody said that I bully you. In this one, I will bully you. You must lend your voice to it. We must put a stop to this kind of thing.
But you've already said what I said now.
But okay, we've heard your voice. We've heard your voice. Okay, I mean, I just wanted to make a bit light out of it, but it's something that pains me. Please, this Nigerian attitude just must change. If you want to genuinely help Ekweremadu's daughter, you know how to contact them.
What should we do now? Should we go and be begging her family now, Abi? What's she telling us?
What's that now?
This lady.
No,
we should go and be begging her family for her.
There is no good intention in this. I'm not stupid.
Because the message Sonia gave out, she even added an email to contact the family directly.
Let me tell you, if you genuinely want to contact this family, you can do it in less than 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, yes, of course. Less than that.
See, the lady less probably has a Facebook page. There are so many ways you can contact her. I mean, this is not... And I think that the media too now has to be careful. I don't think I'm going to take anything on this issue again unless it is actually positive. I don't think I'm inclined to do so. But it just shows that this also reflects the value we have for human life. You know, people's sensibilities they're getting deadened by the day. And this calls for a lot of reflection.
There's this movie I saw on Netflix. It's called Don't Look Up. So that movie x-rays the life we live now. We live for the glam, we live for the gram.
Yes.
Serious things are happening.
Human
lives are at risk, at danger. Human existence is constantly being threatened by diseases, viruses here and there. But all we care about is our image. Same thing for government, from government to private citizens. Government will want to shield some things because of their political interests. Private citizens won't even care because they're on social media, flaunting whatever it is they've got. Meanwhile, the future is virtually non-existent.
I think over time now, we're becoming dehumanized. And it's worse in this part of town. Everybody wants to be what I would usually call, if only mama could see me now. Let my villagers see that I bought a brand new Tokumbo for $750,000. So let everybody see it. You take photos.
That have arrived.
They have arrived. Everybody's crazy about material wealth and so on and so forth. And I can't remember who. I keep forgetting this. I can't remember who I was. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing. Agbani.
You will soon start
forgetting.
Agbani. It doesn't take too long. You know, we were saying yesterday that, and I was telling the person that I think it was Tunde Arugumati.
Yes,
it was
Arugumati.
That was yesterday when we were walking out. And I said, I don't think that in my lifetime our attitudes are going to change. It's become embedded. This new glamour of everybody is become embedded. Everybody aspires to be out there. Everybody wants to gather followers. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard. And it's not going to do us any good.
No, it's not.
Because what you do, when you chase all that, you lose the substance. You lose the substance. So it's not going to get us anywhere.
Debumi is later at 9, have you?
Yes, so Debumi is later at 9.
He is coming.
Blackie. You do know Blackie?
No.
From Wazobia TV.
Blackie, no.
Blackie is black.
Maybe I don't know the person.
I'm withdrawing my offer to...
Who is that?
You know, I was telling Mariam, I was saying that they should sell my father's house and an oil well down the road. I said they should divert the funds to Blackie's family. see, this Wednesday is the only day that gives me fun and peace.
Yeah.
On air. You know, it gives me fun and peace. All the other days, man, they just knock you out.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Yes, sir. That's our show today, Lagos. Thank you for listening. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's take a break. When we return, we'll continue our coverage on the road to 2023. Stay here with us on Nigeria Info 99.3.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number? Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, it gets some 5 easy steps. So you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number. +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you not gonna get national identification number, just waka enter any MTN store or NIMC center we near you. Or visit the MTN website to book appointment. Make you do any of these things sharp, sharp, oh. Opportunity see day now, oh. Make her ask yourself, now what will they do today?
Have you been disconnected because you didn't link your national identification number to your MTN number? Don't worry. If you already have your NIN, here are 5 ways to reconnect. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Chat with Ziggy on WhatsApp number +234. Not with Ziggy on WhatsApp number +234. Not